I'm John Lemley. Glad to have you with me on this Thursday as City Cafe continues. It's the day of the week that we spend just a few minutes with Shane Harrison of the Atlanta Journal-Constitution previewing some of the upcoming budget-friendly events across Metro Atlanta. Shane, so glad to have you back with us. I see you survived Election Day.
I have managed to do that, yes. It's good to be here.
So I understand we're kicking off our chat today with a little music history, namely the Spanish Renaissance period.
Yeah, that's right. Cancionero de Palacio. This is music of Renaissance Spain. A lot of Musicem is going to be performing this at St. Bartholomew's Episcopal Church on Friday evening. This was actually music that was created in the 15th century and into the 16th century. And I like the fact that they'll be performing this with period instruments, things that you don't normally see. Recorder, viol, cornetto, harp, sackbut, which I always love.
I just love saying sackbut.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sort of an early trumpet.
So, Shane, there's just one performance taking place as the group presents this music.
Yeah, that's right. It's at St. Bartholomew's Episcopal Church on Friday at 8 o'clock. And the best part of this, it's free.
We like free.
We do.
Shane, it was just about 4 years ago that Morgan Freeman starred in a piece of dusted-off theater by Clifford Odets, a 1950 play about a washed-up alcoholic actor.
Yes, and now Underground Theater right here in Atlanta is also going to do The Country Girl. You know, I haven't seen a production of The Country Girl in quite a while. I guess Morgan Freeman's was sort of a revival of something that had sort of sat on the shelf for a while.
Right, and I've only seen it on the, well, I started to say the silver screen. I've seen it on the small screen.
Right, yeah. It's a really great film. It actually won 2 Oscars. It's a very frank discussion of alcoholism in this when at a time when there wasn't a whole lot of that.
Although at the time, that was something that was shoved under the rug with many other topics.
Yeah, exactly. So this was a little bit ahead of its time.
And Underground Theater has been a part of Atlanta theater history for quite some time now.
That's right. They're in their 43rd season. They are one of the oldest community theaters in town, if not the oldest. And Underground Theater does their productions at the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of Atlanta. This show opens tonight, and it's going to be running through November 17th. And the tickets are just $10 to $15.
Shane, just before the turn of the millennium, the Nashville-based Sixpence None the Richer was all over MTV and VH1 with this.
Kiss me.
Now, Shane, when I think of Sixpence, I think of this wide-eyed, youthful innocence. However, from what I've heard, people that follow the group a little closely, the members of the band and their music have matured.
Yeah, they have, and they actually spent quite a bit of the last decade apart. They only recently got back together and started performing again, and they recorded a reunion album as well, which finally saw release this year. And they're doing a tour that brings them to Smith's Old Bar on Friday night. Kiss Me was a huge hit. That's the one that everyone remembers. And they have quite a catalog of music. They actually began as part of the contemporary Christian music scene.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. They sort of, along the way, lost some of the more overt Christian elements in their music. It's still there, but it's just not at the forefront. They're playing Friday night there at Smith's Old Bar, and the tickets are $15 in advance.
Well, Shane, we have spanned the better part of musical history from the Spanish Renaissance to 21st century Nashville with a little theater and fine art in between. Thank you so much for the preview of budget-friendly events.
Well, it was my pleasure.
For more information about anything that Shane and I have talked about, find details now at wabe.org/citycafe.